Can you trust God? This is not quite the same as do you trust God? This is asking, can you bring yourself to trust God? Now, I want to, either bore you to death or just overwhelm you with scripture verses. So we'll just look at them. The theme is trust. Ruth 2:12, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given to thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Here Ruth is pictured as coming under the mother hen's wings, under the protective wings, and trusting Jehovah. 2 Samuel 22, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. 22:31, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, a big shield, to all them that trust in him, implying that those that don't trust don't get that protection. In Job 13, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Psalm 2, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 4, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord, in Jehovah. Psalm 5, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 7, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Going into trouble, going into danger, you go to the one that you can trust will help. Psalm 11, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Psalm 13, but I have trusted in thy mercy. Psalm 16, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 17, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by the right hand, them would put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. In Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. A duplicate of the earlier verse. Psalm 20, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, the name of Jehovah, our God. Psalm 22, 4 and 5, our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered, they trusted in thee and were not confounded. Psalm 25, 2, O my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed. Verse 20, O keep my soul and deliver me, let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Psalm 26, 1, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. Psalm 31:1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. 31:6, I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. 31:14, but I trusted in thee, O Lord, and thou saidst, thou art my God. 31:19, O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. In Psalm 32:10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. 33:21, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. 34:22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. 36:7, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Back to those sheltering wings again. 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord. 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. 37:40, the Lord shall help them and deliver them, he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. In Psalm 40, verse 3, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And verse 4, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. 52:8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. 55:23, but thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. 56:3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. There's the thing to do when you're afraid. Trust in him. 56:4, in God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. 56:11, in God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. 57:1, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. In 61:4, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. 62:8, trust in him at all times. 64:10, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. 71:1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. 71:5, thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. 73:28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. 84:12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. 86:2, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. 91:2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. 91:4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. Those sheltering wings again. 112 verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The evil tidings come all the time. Will it happen? Will it not? You just trust in the Lord. Psalm 115, 8 through 11, they that make them are like unto them, idols. So is everyone that trusteth in them, trusting in idols. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. In Psalm 118, 8 and 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Psalm 125:1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Psalm 141:8, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Psalm 143:8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. 144:2, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. 16:20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. 22:19, that thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day. Proverbs 28:25, he that is of a good heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. That's my diet problem right there. 29:25, the fear of the Lord, or fear of man, bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. In Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever. 50:10, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. 51:5, my righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, mine arm shall judge the people, the isles shall wait upon me, and upon mine arm they shall trust. And this is God speaking. In Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Daniel records, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Honoring them for trusting in God and being rewarded for it. Nahum 1:5, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 3:4, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. 1 Timothy 4:10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 1 Timothy 6:17, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So, a quick, maybe not so quick, survey throughout the Bible. How often this idea of trust comes, and yet in our own lives, from time to time, how difficult it is to say, I'm trusting the Lord. I really am trusting. It's easy to say, especially at church, but are you really? You think it's going to all work out to be pleasurable, or pleasure or not, fiery furnace or not, you're just going to trust the Lord. Well, the scripture teaches three essential truths about God. And I'll ask you to see if you can remember these at the end of our lesson. Number one, God is absolutely sovereign. He is the boss, capital T, capital B. Two, God is infinitely wise. And three, God is perfect in love. These are the key elements in learning to trust him. God in his love always wills what is best for us. In his wisdom, he always knows what is best for us. And in his sovereignty, he has the power to bring it about. Yet, before we can offer you any assurance of God's love on your behalf, we must deal with the question of salvation. Because he doesn't, there's a track out that says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Hard to reconcile that with sending these people to hell, you know. Here's what he says, Psalm 5:5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Psalm 11:5, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. God hating. Malachi 1:3, and I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. So, God is not actively loving everybody. He offers love to everybody, but he's not actively loving everybody because they're not saved. Psychologists have long known that every person has two great longings and inward needs. The first is to be loved. The second is to love. Many give up any hope of ever finding love. The tragedy is that we look in the wrong places to fill that deep need and longing. Some substitute lust for love. Others pursue material things or superficial relationships, all in the futile attempt to fill the God-shaped vacuum in the human heart. But there is good news. Good news. Get it? The gospel? The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." On the cross of Christ, God's mighty love was revealed and offered unconditionally to all who want to be saved. Do you want to experience this mighty love? I must ask you the most important question you'll ever be asked. Do you know for sure that God loves you, that your sins are forgiven, that you are saved and on your way to heaven? The great news is you can know. Here's how to discover that greatest love. First of all, admit your sin. First, you must admit that you are a sinner. The Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It is our sin that separates us from God and from fulfilling our deepest needs and longings. Sin is an offense against God that carries a very serious penalty. According to Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, which here refers to eternal separation from the love and mercy of God. So you must admit your sin. Next, abandon your efforts. You must abandon any efforts to save yourself. If we could save ourselves, Jesus' death would have been unnecessary. Why would he need to come if you could do it yourself? Even getting religion cannot get you to heaven. The Bible says that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us. Salvation is only by God's grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. Think about it. Do you count your salvation as due to something you did that you could boast against your neighbor who isn't saved? You're not as intelligent, you're not as innocent, you're not as pure, you're not as sincere. I am, you see. Well, whatever you think you could boast of, your salvation is not based on that. Thirdly, acknowledge Christ's payment. Recognize that you couldn't do it, but he could. What you cannot do for yourself, Jesus Christ has done for you. The Bible tells us that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died on the cross for you, then rose from the dead to prove that his payment was acceptable to God. But you must acknowledge and believe this fact. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Then finally, accept Christ as your Savior. Trust him alone. Salvation is God's gift to you. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When someone offers you a priceless gift, the wisest thing you can do is to accept it. This very moment you can receive Christ's gift of salvation by sincerely praying this simple prayer from your heart. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. I know that you love me and want to save me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross to pay for my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead. I now turn from my sin and by faith receive you as my personal Lord, meaning Master, and Savior. Come into my heart, forgive my sins, and save me, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, amen. It's not the words, it's the attitude, it's the heart attitude. Once you have received Christ as Savior, then the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. Now, the Bible encourages you to trust God with all confidence that he loves you now that you're saved. The primary purpose of this series is to trace the three great truths of God through the Scriptures, in order that you may become so convinced of these principles that you will trust God even in times of pain. So what were the three great principles that I mentioned that you should try to remember? Remember number one? God is absolutely sovereign. And I guess sovereign implies absolutely sovereign. Number two, God is infinitely wise. Infinitely wise. And then number three, God is love. God is perfect. Perfect in love. So, if at any time in your life, any situation, the worst possible situation, if you are convinced that God is absolutely sovereign, therefore in control, He is infinitely wise and knows all possibilities, and that He is perfect in love and He loves you, then you're okay with what seems to be a very bad situation. Because He could change it. That was the three Hebrew children, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They were facing death by being dropped into a furnace. The king mocks. And what God is it that can save you from the fiery furnace? And they said, our God can. Whether He does or not is another question, but we will not bow. They knew God was sovereign. They knew that He was infinitely wise. They knew that He was perfect in love. Therefore, they could trust Him against such a horrible, horrible death. The king's rage burned, and so the furnace burned seven times hotter. The men, the big, strong soldiers that have these Hebrew young men, these probably teenagers still, tied up, walks them up to toss them into that top of the furnace. But the heat is so great that even as they push them in, these men gasp their last breath and die of the heat, perhaps igniting their clothing. They trusted in God, and that was enough.